Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. Let me tell you about, I told you that Tim Berry was going to be here, and we still think he will be. We're working on that, and hopefully he'll be here in a few minutes. But you and I are going to continue to march. I want to continue to talk about business planning, and I want to talk about one of my favorite things to think about with regard to business planning, and that is how you think about business planning and maybe a misconception that you have about business planning. You know, one of the things to remember is that a business plan is a collection of a lot of different components. And if you've been thinking about the business plan, if you've been thinking about your new business, you've been collecting this piece of information, that piece of information, as you build your business, before you launch the business, you've decided, or you're in the process, if you haven't already decided which direction you're going in, what industry you're going to work in, what products you're going to offer, what services you're going to offer, that kind of thing. And so let's just go ahead and say that you're already in business. You've already made those decisions. And so you're fairly, let's say you're not a mature business yet. You're not 10 or 15 years old. You're only, less than 5 years old, let's say. And you're trying to, and up to now, you really haven't done a lot of organized thinking with regard to the whole business plan thing. And so somebody says you need a business plan. And you say, well, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to put a business plan together. And of course, there are programs you can buy that will help you with that, like the Palo Alto software stuff that we talk about on the show here. But what I wanted to say to you is, and this, I also wrote an article about this a long time ago, and that is that the business plan that you have, that you really need to get, into some kind of a form that you can manage with, is already in your head. And you probably say it every day. Think about that. You might say, well, I don't know anything about business planning because, I don't know how to do a business plan. I don't know how to put this together. And, it sounds like homework. It sounds like something that my teacher would ask me to do, like a term paper or something like that. Well, I don't want you to think about it like that. I want you to think about it as something that's very exciting and very dynamic and very revealing, something that will really reveal to you what you need to be doing, where you need to be going. And the good news is, as I said a minute ago, it's already in your head. And you might, and that's what you've said, you probably have said, I've said this before, my business plan is in my head. Well, that's good, that's fine. But that's actually good news for you to admit that, to recognize that. Because you know then that you already have the makings of a business plan. You already have the elements of a business plan. But the question is, how well are you managing that? How well are you organizing that? Now, does a business plan have to be in a binder, a three-ring binder? No. It can be useful if it is in a number of different ways, but it doesn't have to be in a three-ring binder. It can be in different places, as long as it's somewhere outside of your head. So what I want to do now is I want to talk about this business plan that you either already know is inside your head, or you're just going to have to trust me for a few minutes to believe that it is inside your head. And here's what I mean by that. You know the industry that you're in. You know what you do, right? You know the products that you're going to sell. You know the people who are helping you with this business, right? You know, if you have employees, if you have outside advisors, lawyers, accountants, consultants, whoever it may be. Maybe it's SCORE. Maybe it's Small Business Development Center. Maybe it's somebody at the chamber. You know who these people are, but mostly a business plan will include the people who are in your employ, the managers, the employees. So you already know who those guys are, right? You know who your competitors are, right? You probably have known this for a long time. If you didn't know it when you started your business, you found out when you opened your business. You know who they are. You know what their strengths are. You know what their weaknesses are. You know what your strengths and weaknesses are, right? Of course, you know all these things. See, you're starting to see what I mean when I say the information you need to create an effective business plan is already in your head. We're going to get some more of it out of your head in just a minute. We got more to come right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Friends in a small town. My parents live in the same small town.
Play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Chicago. Bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show, all the different ways you can listen. Don't forget you can podcast our interviews that we have. No commercials, just the content, just the stuff. If you want to do that, and you can podcast them, you can burn them onto a CD, you can stream them, whatever you like. Check them out. And by the way, not only the ones that I do today, but also the ones that I did maybe 9 years ago, all the way back to 99. So we've been collecting these a long time, and you use them to your advantage. Don't forget, we got articles there, thousands of those. We got hundreds of Brain Trust members. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. All those things at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. Hope you'll check that out. Use that to your advantage as well. We're talking about business planning, folks. It's just you and me. And I'm pointing out the fact that you already have your business plan in your head. It's already there. It's just a matter of being able to use it in a better way. So I mentioned earlier that you know what business you're in. You know what the management team is. You know who the players are, the stakeholders, the internal stakeholders. You know the industry that you're in. You already have determined that you more than likely you've determined that you're going to find your success in some niche, or as some people say, some niche of your industry. Maybe a niche of a niche. That's right. I mean, there could be lots of vectors off of industries and niches that you could take off on. That's the cool thing about 21st century marketplace is a lot of people are making a living in sort of unique ways. But you know what all those are. You've got it in your head. You know, I mentioned earlier, you know who your competitors are. You know what their strengths and weaknesses are, your strengths and weaknesses. You know who your customers are. If you don't already, you're starting to develop a profile of what your customers are, what they look like, how old they are, where they live, how much money they have, how much education they have. You know, whether they like blue or green. You're starting to develop these things. And as the business owner, you have all this in your head. You're collecting this. And you become a wealth of information. You become an incredible encyclopedia on your business. You've determined who the vendors are, who these people are that you're going to be buying your stuff from. You've got to, because you know who your competition is, and you know your pricing, your cost structures, you now know how much to charge customers. You've got a pricing regimen in your head, but you also have a strategy, a pricing strategy that you're ready to leverage, or that you are leveraging, and you know where you want to go. You've got an idea where you want to be growing, how you want to be growing, how you're going to fund all that growth and all that sort of thing. So you got all this stuff in your head, and if we cut the top of your head off, it would all just come pouring out, right? Of course. But the problem is, folks, is that everybody else in your organization doesn't have access to it unless you're helping them to understand it, unless you're giving them this. Oh, by the way, there's one other thing that you have in your head. You have a pretty good idea about the financial part of your business. This is a very important part of any business plan. What are your cash requirements? What are your expense levels? All that sort of thing. Well, all those things are there. So now all we got to do is get them out of your head and get them on into some kind of a usable form. And so that's all you do is you just take one of those sections. And by the way, there's an article on my website titled Business Plans Don't Be Intimidated. And I wrote this quite a while back. And but it's still valid, still very useful. So check that out. And at smallbusinessadvocate.com, it's free. Just type in the name of the article. Business Plans Don't Be Intimidated. Put quotations around it. It'll take you right to it. And just think about making what you have in your head a little more useful for the people that you want, who could use this. Now, obviously, this is a handy document to have if you want to get a loan from a bank. And obviously, if you're trying to find investors, it's an essential document to have. But also, as a working document, folks, it's invaluable. As something that you can refer to time after time, it's invaluable. Now, again, I want to come back to what I said a minute ago about, does it have to be in a three-ring binder? Does it have to be all bound up nice and pretty sitting on a shelf? No, not unless you need to give it to somebody who can use it, who you're asking for help. Then you're going to need to have it bound so they can keep it organized. They don't use it. They won't use it the same way you use it. They'll use it differently. So what you have to do, though, is think about how the business plan is going to be used. If you're using it yourself, it's okay if it is in multiple forms. For example, you may have a cash flow statement, which I recommend that you have. I don't know how you can run a business without having a dynamic, forward-looking cash flow statement, a cash flow spreadsheet. You probably got that. That's an essential part of a business plan. In fact, you're not going to get a loan from a bank if you can't show that banker how you're going to operate your business with the money that he or she's going to loan you and how you're going to repay them. You do that with a cash flow projection. That's a very essential part, and you've probably got that. If you don't, you need to get that. We're going to talk about some other ways that your business plan what it looks like in your office and out of your head right after these messages. Tim Till, stay with me.
For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. That's not Elvis. That's Carl Perkins, one of Elvis's contemporaries. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you very much for hanging around with us. We're talking about business planning, you and me. And I'm trying to get you to understand, to admit to yourself, and I hope by now you're nodding your head, that you actually already have a business plan. You just may not have it out on paper. Now, if you have nothing on paper, my first recommendation to you would be to start with your financials. Because when I do a business plan, I actually prefer, when I used to do them years ago professionally, I actually prefer to start with the financials and build those, because the financials are what you need to do, what you think you can do, what you want to do in the marketplace. You're going to have sales, you're going to have expenses, you're going to have capital requirements from bank loans or investors or whatever it's going to be. You're going to build all that, and then I prefer to start there and write the narrative around that, to go back, because the other stuff, the other components, by the way, here are the major components. Here's seven essential components. You can have 27 if you want, but here's seven basic ones. First is the executive summary. That's a one- or two-pager that helps somebody who's not going to read the whole thing get an idea about what you're talking about. The next thing is about your company. What are you doing? The third one is your products and services. By the way, the company, then the products and services. Next is the marketplace. The next one is your strategic plan. The next one is your management team. And then the last one is your financial plan. And so I encourage you to develop your financial plan, your cash flow statement especially, your cash flow projections, and your operating statement, balance sheet, that kind of thing. Use those first, and have them take them into the future. Do the projections. You're gonna need help with this probably, and it probably won't come from your CPA. I gotta warn you. As much as we love our CPAs, they don't like working in the future. They're more comfortable working in the past. And this is where a program, a business planning software program, it can be helpful. So I encourage you to check out one of those. But the business plan projection, the financial projections, the most important one is the cash flow, because this is where you tell when your sales come in and your expenses go out, what's left over. And as you grow sales if you're going to grow at 12% this year, let's say, are you going to grow at 1% a year? Well, you want to build a model like that and see what kind of an impact that's going to have on your cash. So this is an essential part, folks, of your business planning, is that cash flow statement. You cannot really call yourself a business planner without, in truth, a business owner, successful business owner, if you don't know where your cash is going to come from in the future to enough to pay your bills and to know when you're going to be short of cash from operating, so you know how to augment that with other funds. So once you got your financials done, now you can start writing the narrative around those financials. You can start talking about your competitors and putting that down on paper. You can start talking about your products that you're excited about for the future and putting that down on paper. You can start talking about the team members that are going to help you execute this plan. You can start talking about, your vision for where you think your company wants to go. So you can see, folks, hopefully the more I've been talking about this, you can see, wait a minute, I actually already know that stuff. Maybe you don't, you don't have in your head all 12 months of cash flow in your head that you got to put that down on somewhere in a spreadsheet. But all this other stuff, you already know that. I bet everything I've said, you've said, yep, I know what that is. Yep, I got that. Yeah, I know who those guys are. I know what they look like. Yep, I know what that product looks like. Yep, I know that competitor, blah, blah, blah. You know all that stuff, right? So how hard is it going to be for you to put all that down into a business plan when you have to? So don't be intimidated by the business planning process. Remember, you already know 96% of everything you need is already in your head. It's just a matter of getting it out of your head so other people can use it and you can use it. There's something different about it, about what you're doing, looking back at you from a sheet of paper. Something different about it when it does that. So I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you. And one more thing, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.